But then it was time for Brock to deliver some mountain magic, and he didn't disappoint a soul. Really gassing it up now as he comes out of the turn and heads up to VP. There's Brock at work.
A picture of total concentration. Brock at 10 tenths around Mount Panorama, a circuit he dearly loves, and a circuit he does particularly well at.
Boy, he's putting the boot in.
Yeah, he's chasing the thing all the way up to the rev limiter in each gear. He braked very, very late at the end of Mountain Straight. Look at the car leap over there. It's set up reasonably soft. The front left wheel was about 18 inches off the deck, I think, through Reed Park.
Now listen to that crowd.
Look at the rear wheel. It was off the deck over the top of McPhillamy.
Oh, listen to the crowd. They're loving this. The Mountain Master, Brock, 9 times winner, back in a Holden, and gee, he's really on the limit.
And he's not running the race engine, running a practice engine, so he can afford to give it everything.
The crowd might be loving it. He wouldn't have liked that moment. That cost him time getting sideways there. He had to lift off and get the thing recovered.
16.07, 2.16.07 for Peter Brock, certainly a big improvement, but he won't be happy.
You made a couple of little mistakes, mate. Yeah. What about McPhillamy Park?
What happened is I had the brakes adjusted for a full tank of petrol, and foolishly, as I touched the brake, it went in and oversteered. And the same thing over here. I thought, oh, Brock, what are you doing?
Brock, I can tell you, the mob on the hill loved it.
They loved it, mate, because I kept the pedal to the metal, as you know, slow.